Heinemann presents Double or Nothing. Yes, just three little words, Double or Nothing, presented by Phenamint, the modern chewing gum laxative that eases you back from dull to bright, eases you back to feeling right. That's Phenamint.
So gentle.
So dependable.
It tastes so good.
That's Phenamint. And now on with Double or Nothing, the thrilling quiz show with a $100 question. And here is the man who rolls out the $100 United States cartwheels for the lucky contestants. Your paymaster of ceremonies, John Reed King.
Thank you, Fred B. Cole. Tonight we have another all-star lineup of contestants, including a naval surgeon back from the Pacific, a fighter pilot from the Asiatic Pacific and Europe, a tank hero from Europe, an army wife, and we have a young lady here from the Royal Canadian Air Force, too. But go right ahead, Fred. Who's our first contestant?
Venus' first contestant has seen the thick of battle through a doctor's eyes. Now a lieutenant commander in the Navy, he was a battalion surgeon with the 5th Marine Regiment, fought at Guadalcanal and won the Purple Heart himself at Cape Gloucester. The Presidential Unit Citation and Battle Star for New Britain are on his tunic, too. And in the bargain, he stands 6 feet, 6 inches, a real mountain of a man. John Reed King, meet Lieutenant Commander William Kinsey.
Six foot six.
That's right.
How is it up there, anyway?
Fine.
Lieutenant Commander William Kinsey, I want to welcome. Are you married, sir?
Yes, I am.
How tall is your wife?
She's 5'6".
5'6". Who's right. The boss?
That's
12. Now, do you have any children, sir?
Yes, one.
One? Boy or girl?
Boy.
How old is he?
6 months.
6 months.
Old.
Oh, I see. You grew younger there. Now, tell me, we're all talking about VJ. What are you going to do on VJ day when you hear the news?
Nothing more than I would usually do.
I see. You're going to take it very calmly.
That's right.
I see. Well, now, Commander, I want to ask you, first of all, our Phenomen Double or Nothing Grand Slam question, the one question we ask of all the contestants, and the one who comes up with the nearest correct answer wins a swell extra prize. Yes, indeed. And the question is this. How old is Hirohito?
Oh.
How old is Hirohito? I know you've seen him pictured already in the magazine and the newspaper. How old is Hirohito?
Well, I think he looks older now than he really is.
Yes,
but
he should, too. But, I mean, how old do you think he is?
I would say he's approximately 58.
About 58. All right. Now, in Double or Nothing, we start off by asking you 5 questions, each worth $5. If you miss on any of those, you sit down with the money you won up to that point.
Yes.
But if you get all 5 right for $25, you can try, if you want to double your money, not once, but twice, Double or Nothing for the big $100 cash prize. It's a very good... Hey, that's the way it goes. Now, our Phenomen Double or Nothing session for you is entitled Japan Yells Uncle. And our questions are about the NIPS surrender offer. For instance, for the first Phenomen $5 bill, on what day of the week here in the USA, frigging time the way we figure it, did the first news flash about surrender come over the Jap radio? What day of the week?
You mean here or
yes, here.
There?
I mean here. Different time over there.
Friday morning.
Friday morning, that's right. $5. Did you hear about it when it first came over?
Yes, I did. I was about ready to go to work at that.
And you had heard the radio?
I heard the monitor...
Really?
Yes.
Must have been exciting to you. It was very exciting to
me.
It really was.
Yes.
All right. $5. For another Phenomen 5, what is the name of the Japanese news agency that transmitted the news?
Domai.
Good. $10. All right. For another Phenomen 5, Commander, the official news came to the U.S. through which neutral country? To the U.S., remember. Did it come through Sweden?
Here's a bulletin from the WOR newsroom. A flash. Washington, Japan accepts surrender terms of the Allies. We repeat. A flash from Washington, Japan accepts the surrender terms of the Allies. And once again, another repeat, Japan accepts the surrender term of the Allies. The good news everyone has been waiting for, announced by President...
Cut everything.
This is the Mutual Newsroom in New York, Washington. Japan accepts surrender terms of the Allies. At 9:34 and 40 seconds... Japan accepts surrender terms of the Allies. Keep tuned to this station for further news. Ladies and gentlemen, the news we've all been waiting for, as we stayed throughout the past few days, kept tuned to our radios, watched for all possible news sources, that news has just come to us from Washington. At this time, on Sunday evening, August 12, 1945, the war which started when Japan attacked at Pearl Harbor in 1941, December 8, has ended now with this flash from Washington. Japan accepts surrender terms of the Allies. So for all of you who are so interested, for all of us from coast to coast, it's over now. This is the United Press flight that has come to us. I can't repeat that too often for you. There are just 7 important words from Washington. Japan accepts surrender terms of the Allies. We'll have many more important items concerning that little 7-word sentence to give to you. But we knew that you wanted it immediately, and we've just been told now to temporarily hold up that flash to disregard it. So, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who may have heard that flash as we brought it to you within seconds of the time that it came upon our United Press tickers, please hold up that flash and stick with us for just a few seconds till we find out further details on just what has been given to us, those 7 words, and then another flash that came to us saying, hold up that flash. So we ask you to keep tuned to this station so we'll be able to tell you whether or not that is factual information. The flash given to us has just been rescinded with a remark saying, hold up on that flash. Temporarily, we resume the program in progress, but keep tuned to this station for further details every second. We resume the program in progress.
Well, anyway. Well, Mr. Jacobson, here we are on Double or Nothing. Oh, our Phenomen Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the extra prize. How old is Hirohito?
Boy, I bet you he's older.
Oh, boy. How old is he?
Well, I think he's 61.
60 what?
61.
He has aged in the last few minutes.
All right, now, our Phenomen Double or Nothing session for you is a spelling bee of names and places in the news. Most of them are about the Pacific. All right, for the first Phenomen $5 bill, how do you spell the name of that island, Guam? Well, we have a base, Guam.
G-U-A-M.
$5, good, all right. Have you ever seen a picture of the place?
Yes.
What's the farthest west you've ever been?
Nebraska. I just got in from Nebraska.
You just got back from seeing your husband in Nebraska?
Yes, I did.
How did you like Nebraska?
Well, I'd rather have New York.
You'd rather have New York?
Yes.
Well, are you on the Chamber of Commerce here?
No.
Had it been a long time since you'd seen your husband?
Well, no. He completed his 35 missions, and then we were married.
Oh, he's a pilot?
Yes, he is.
I see. Well, for good. And you were married. How long have you been married?
Well, I'll be married a year and the 10th of September.
Well, isn't that nice? Now, Mrs. Jacobson, you and I have $5, and on we go for another Phenomen Five. How do you spell President Truman's last name, Truman?
T-R-U-N-A-N.
Why, sure. Well, all right. Then, for another Phenomen Five, how do you spell General Stilwell's last name, General Stilwell? Just a second there, pretty. General Stilwell.
I believe it's spelled S-T-I-L.
Now, don't you let anybody hear. You're right so far, dear. S-T-I-L.
Yes, W-E-L-L.
That is right. Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
You have $15 for another Phenomen Five. We hear a lot about the Philippines and the city of Manila. How do you spell Manila?
M-A-N-I-L.
What's the rest of it?
A.
Yes! Only one L, and she knew it. Good. Yeah, fun to find out how to spell all these words. All right. Now, here we go. You have 20 for another Phenomen Five. While we're on the subject, how do you spell Philippines?
Oh, I wish my father were here.
Did your father travel over there?
No, he listens to your program all the time, and he answers all the questions.
He does? Well, I wish he were here to help you, too, then. But how do you spell Philippines?
Well, P-H-I-L.
I'll wait. What else am I going to do? Philippines. P-H-I-L you have so far, and you're doing
this one. I'm sorry, I can't take it back. T.
You can start all over again if you want. You don't have to start. You can take it easy. All right.
T-H-I-L-L-I-T.
Now, keep going, Mrs. Jacobson.
I-N-E-S.
I'm sorry, you missed it a roundabout there. You had a good start there in the beginning, but it's only one L and two P's there in the middle.
Oh.
I'm sorry you didn't, but hold on to the 20 you now have and stick around and see who wins the Grand Slam question. Thank you very much.
Different food, different water can ruin your vacation. So when you feel logy, out of sorts, unhappy because a laxative is needed...
Chew Phenamint. You'll feel fine.
You bet. Because Phenamint eases you back from dull to bright, eases you back to feeling right. Phenamint is wonderfully different from old-style laxatives. Here's why.
Chewing your food helps it do you the most good. Phenamint works on a similar principle. It's fine medicine, the very medicine many doctors prescribe, works best because you chew it.
Keep a package of mint-flavored Phenamint handy, just in case. Remember, Phenamint is in candy-coated chewing gum form. Easy to carry, pleasant to take. So no matter what else you've ever used, the next time, any time the need of a laxative has you feeling miserable, remember.
Chew Phenamint, you'll feel fine.
Get Phenamint from your druggist tonight. Phenamint's next contestant is a fighter pilot with 5 years' service in the Army. But he's wearing civilian clothes now, for he has just been honorably discharged. He flew P-40s in the European theater and P-47s in the Asiatic theater. He was in the first group to fly across the hump into China. As a pilot, he won the Air Medal with 3 oak leaf clusters, the Purple Heart with 1 oak leaf cluster, the Distinguished Flying Cross, and a row of battle stars. Shot down 4 times in combat, he's here to try his luck again. John Reed King, meet Captain Leon Jose Gonzalez. How do you do?
We're glad to have... How does it feel to be in civilian clothes?
Oh, brother.
Feels good. Well, Freddie sort of implied there we were going to shoot you down again. We're not.
He said, good.
Shot down 4 times. He's here to try his luck again. We won't shoot. Captain, how old are you?
24, sir.
24. Don't call me...
Ladies and gentlemen, just a few moments ago, we read to you a bulletin saying that Japan had accepted the surrender terms as discussed with them from this side of the ocean, according to the United Press. However, there is no truth whatsoever to that bulletin that we brought to you and that we refuted within a few seconds' time. We learned from United Press that it was an accidental translation, an accidental sending to us of a flash announcement. There is no truth to it. The surrender terms have not been accepted, and the war is not over until the White House announces it officially. There is no truth to the announcement given just a few moments ago. Keep tuned to this station, however, for the latest news.
For you deals with true and false statements. For the first Phenamint $5 bill, right here I have it. The Empire State Building is the tallest skyscraper in the world. True or false?
True.
True. Here we are. Good. Yes. Speaking of true and false, Captain, how can you tell just by looking in a girl's eyes whether she's telling the truth or not? We'll go on to the next question. Now you have fun. Don't you know? Can't you just look in a girl's eyes and see whether she's telling the truth or not? Huh? That's swell. I'm glad to hear that. Anyway, you have 5 for another Phenomen 5. The music to which the Star Spangled Banner is sung was composed by Francis Scott Key. The music to which the Star Spangled Banner is sung was composed by Francis Scott Key. True or false?
True.
The music to which the... What did you say?
Oh, what was that question?
I said the music. The music. The music to which the Star Spangled Banner is sung was composed by Francis Scott Key. True or false?
False.
Why, sure. Francis Scott Key wrote the words. He wrote the words. The tune is much older. For another Phenomen 5 now, Delaware is the smallest state in the United States in area. True or false?
False.
False, he is right. It's Rhode Island is smallest. 15 for another Phenomen 5. Please, no help from the audience. Now, let's be fair. For another Phenom in Five, Captain. The so-called Twin Cities are Milwaukee and St. Paul. True or false?
False.
False. They're Minneapolis and St. Paul. Yeah. You've got 20. For another Phenom in Five, Benjamin Franklin was the first Postmaster General of the United States. True or false? Benjamin Franklin was the first Postmaster General of the United States. True or false?
True.
True is right. Yes. $25. From Phenomint, the modern chewing gum laxative. Captain, will you stop with that, or will you risk your money going after the Phenomint 50, double or nothing?
Double or nothing.
Double or nothing, the Phenomint 50. Put it right out there, the question. Hair grows faster in hot weather than in cold. True or false?
True.
True is right. Yeah. Sure. Look at Freddie Cole there. He just got that haircut this morning, and look how it's grown. 2/8 of an inch. Now, you have the Phenomint 50. Will you stop with that, or will you go after the big $100 cash prize, double or nothing, Captain?
Double or nothing.
Double or nothing. Yeah, that's pretty brave. All right. For $100, sailors wear bell-bottom trousers to make it easier to roll them up above the knees when working in wet places. True or false? Sailors wear bell-bottom trousers to make it easier to roll them up above the knees when working in wet places. True or false?
True.
True is right. Yes, sir. That's the reason given in the book. And good for you. You've got the $100. Thank you very much.
And now here's one of our good neighbors from the north. She has had 2.5 years in the Canadian Air Force as in the women's division, where she served as a safety equipment worker, is right now on her discharge leave. From Vancouver, British Columbia, John Reed King, meet leading airwoman Phyllis Gleed.
How do you do, Miss Gleed? I'm very happy to see you. And you're here on a sort of a furlough, is that it? How do you like New York?
Oh, I love it.
How do you like our announcer, Fred Cole?
I'll tell you later.
Phyllis? Phyllis, how do you like my necktie, Phyllis?
It's tied crooked.
Tell him later.
Tied crooked. Well, Phyllis, what is your answer to our Freedom at Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the extra prize? How old is Hirohito?
44.
We'll put that right down for you. Our Phenom and Double or Nothing session for you is music of World War II. Victor Pell recalls his own days in uniform early in the war. He's got the Purple Heart. And with the boys, he's going to play tunes that came with this war. You name them. For instance, for the first Phenom and $5 bill, what is this tune? Listen carefully. That's right, we did it before, and we can do it again. $5. For another Phenom in Five, what is this newly revived tune? It was an old, old-time, but revived, and it's bigly, very big popular right now. Play it, will you, Victor? What is it, Phyllis?
Bell-bottom trousers.
Bell-bottom trousers, yes. Here's Victor and the boys again, and they're going to play another tune as popular World War II. See whether you can name it. Go right ahead, Victor boy. Here we go.
Praise the Lord and pass the
answer. Why, sure. That's $15. Good. For another Phenom in Five, what is the name of this tune? Play it, fellas. Here we go.
Oh, Johnny Doughboy found a rose in Ireland.
Johnny Doughboy found a rose in Ireland. Good. $20 for another Phenom. You're doing fine, Phyllis. Have you ever been on the radio before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you're doing just swell. Isn't she doing swell? Good. Oh, we're so glad to have you. You got 20 for another Phenom in Five now. What's the name of this tune? Play it, Victor Pell, on the board.
My favorite song.
What is that?
The Army Air Corps song.
The Army Air Corps song. Yes, good for you. Well, here you've got $25 from Phenomint, the modern chewing gum laxative. Do you want to stop with that?
Yeah.
You want to stop? He wants to take it, let her take it, and enjoy it, and thank you very much. See, just when we were starting to sing here.
Yeah.
Well, it's up to the contestant. Fred, who's next?
Phenomint's next contestant, John, is one of those rough-riding tank men of the United States Army. He wears the Silver Star, the Bronze Star, the Purple Heart with oak leaf cluster, the British Allied Service Ribbon, and 4 battle stars for North Africa, Sicily, and Normandy. He was one of the first ashore on D-Day. From Utica, New York, John Reed King meets Staff Sergeant Tommy O'Brien.
Good work, huh?
You,
what do you do in the tank? You're a tank man, what do you do? Everything or what?
Well, I have been everything, but the last, I was tank commander.
You were tank commander?
That's right.
And you were in there on D-Day and all around there? You even saw some action. Are you married?
Oh, no.
Hey, how old are you, Tommy?
Just past 23, August 1st.
You mean you're 24?
No, I just passed 23.
Oh, you just
August
passed? 20, just the other day? You had a birthday.
That's right.
I see. What do you want to do when you get out of the armed forces?
Well, I'd more or less like to get in something in the future. You might say, get in the bottom floor and work your way up.
Oh, really? Don't try that on the Empire State. You're working for the... have you got any particular occupation in mind?
Well, radio seems to do all right.
Would you want to be a dramatic...
Oh, not necessarily. Something,
engineer or something?
That's it.
That's very good work.
Pays off.
What did you do, I'll ask the engineer. Does it pay off, engineer? Does it pay off?
Yes, it does.
Thank you very much. Wonderful thing here. All right. So, what did you do before you joined the Army?
Well, I went to high school, no college, and,
Were you studying for anything in particular?
I took up business management.
I see. Well, now, Tommy, I'll call you Tommy, you call me John. Our Freedom at Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the extra prize. How old do you think Hirohito is?
Oh, about 44.
About 44? One other person thinks that. That's all right. You can think in duplicate here if you want to. Our Freedom at Double or Nothing session for you deals with famous people and the objects associated with them. We name the objects... You name the people. It makes it easy. For instance, for the first Fiedemann $5 bill, whom do we associate with a glass slipper?
Cinderella.
Cinderella, and the first eight rows were right, too, but you get the five. You have five for another Fiedemann $5. Whom do you associate, Tommy, this is a difficult one, whom do you associate with red knickerbockers and reindeer? Whom do you associate with red knickerbockers and reindeer? White beard?
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, yes. $10. What one Christmas present that you got last year still stands out in your mind? Well, that's swell. I'm glad to hear that. Now,
you're right.
You have 10. For another Freedom in 5, whom do you associate with fence rails?
Fence rails.
Fence rails. One of our presidents, past presidents. Honestly, I think you'd get this if you just thought about it. One of our presidents.
Repeat the question.
Yes, surely. Whom do you associate with fence rails? Whom do you associate with
Lincoln?
Lincoln, yeah. For another Phenom in 5, whom... And run over and shake hands with a contestant just because he gets it right. All right. You have 15 for another Phenom in 5. Whom do you associate with a slingshot?
David.
David, that's right. David and Goliath. Good, that's good. 20 for another Phenom in 5. Whom do you associate with a pillar of salt? This is a tough one. Think back. Bible, whom do you associate with a pillar of salt?
Lot's wife.
Lot's wife. Good. Yes. $25 from Phenomen to modern chewing gum laxative. Do you want to stop with that, or do you want to go on and try for the Phenomen 50, Tommy O'Brien?
I'll try 50.
50, double or nothing. Whom do you associate with the burning bush? Again, back in the Bible.
Moses.
Good for you. The Phenomen 50. Will that be all now, or will you go after the big $100 cash prize?
I'll try.
You'll try.
That's good.
All right, for $100, whom do you associate with a falling apple?
Sir Isaac Newton.
Sir Isaac Newton, good for you, $100. Good.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's a fact, friends. Today, millions turn to Phenomen. Mothers especially are thrilled with this modern chewing gum laxative. For Phenomen tastes so good that even children take it gladly when it's needed. And Phenomen is so gentle, yet so dependable. It eases you back from dull to bright. Eases you back to feeling right. So when the need of a laxative has you feeling miserable, don't punish yourself with harsh, upsetting medicine. Instead,
chew Phenomen, you'll feel fine.
Get delicious Phenomen from your druggist right away. Take exactly as directed on the package. And if you don't agree that Phenomen is more all-around satisfactory than any other laxative you've ever tried, just return the unused portion and get double your money back. Remember the name, Phenomen. Phenomen.
Time now for the answer to our Phenomen Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the extra prize. We asked all the contestants, how old is Hirohito? The correct reply, according to the World Almanac, Hirohito was born April 29th, 1901, so at present Hirohito is slightly more than 44 years of age. Two people hit it right on the nose. The young lady from Canada, Miss Phyllis Gleed, and Staff Sergeant Tommy O'Brien, who both said 44, and here they are. Come on back here. We're going to do here. Double or Nothing will give you 1 minute, and Phenomint will pay you $5 apiece, which will be divided between you here for every well-known man in the USA or Canada who is over 40 that you can name in that 1 minute. You get the idea? You can both toss in answers. Just talk to... You talk from the Canadian angle, Miss Gleed, and Mr. O'Brien, you talk from the... you just as fast as you can talk. Yes, both. Ready? Get set? Go.
Truman.
Two.
Truman, Perkins,
three,
Simpson, Lewis,
four,
five, Morgenthau,
Green,
I'm green with envy.
General
Clearer,
MacArthur, Admiral Mitchell, Minutes, Halsey,
12,
General Harmon, General Patton, General Hodges, General Stevens, Simpson, General Clark.
Aren't you glad he's in the army?
Hirohito.
Hirohito.
How about Hitler? Isn't he?
He's dead now. We were told.
My father, Tommy O'Brien.
Your father, Tommy O'Brien. All right, 20. Go ahead.
Okay, so smile.
And her father. 21. I see.
And, let's see.
10 seconds more to go.
Simpson of the Navy.
22. Yeah, I think it's more admirals here. We got a lot of admirals.
Admiral King, Admiral Leahy.
24.
Lieutenant Colonel Kinzing.
25, and the time is up. $125 more, and thank you very much for coming on.
And so we wind up another session of Double or Nothing, presented by Phenomint, the modern chewing gum laxative that eases you back from dull to bright, eases you back to feeling right. That's Phenomint.
So gentle.
So dependable.
It tastes so good.
Get Phenomint from your druggist now.
And now this is John Reed King inviting you to listen in again next week and match wits with our contestants. So until then, good night and thanks for listening. Good night, everybody. Chew acid indigestion blues away. Get tasty chewing gum chews today.
C-H-O-O-Z spells chews. Get chewing gum chews for glorious relief from that uncomfortable, stuffy feeling, from heartburn, from upset stomach due to acid indigestion. Chews gives fast relief, long-lasting relief, and here's why. It's the excess acid that makes acid indigestion so distressing. Chewing gum Chews contains a remarkable new ingredient that actually absorbs acid, plus two other medicines many doctors prescribe for prompt relief of acid indigestion. So friends, say goodbye to old-fashioned remedies that can actually cause uncomfortable after effects. Instead, chew acid indigestion blues away with mint-flavored chewing gum Chews. That's spelled C-H-O-O-Z. Chews. Only 10 cents at any drugstore. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.